This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Jean, and we are not alone. We're getting out of the Bachelorette conversation that we were having earlier and bringing a bit more culture to the airways on Mad Wednesday today, aren't we, Robbie? Well, we are. Let's be honest.
Oh, no, they're much more cultural.
Yes, it is. We are joined in the studio by Yelian and Yasmin, who are Y Squared. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Robbie.
How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, always a pleasure. Now, you guys are performing at the Melbourne Recital Centre this weekend. Tell us a little bit about how you came together.
Okay, so
it's a big one.
Yeah, we're so excited. So it's on Friday the 26th, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My apologies.
No, that's fine.
I've kicked off well then. Kicked off well with making a mistake.
No, it's all
go
good.
Go me.
No problem at all. So we've actually been working together for the past 10 years. We've played in a lot of different countries. And it's just fantastic to be performing at Melbourne Recital Centre because I'm still relatively new to Melbourne. I just moved here a year and a half ago with Yelian.
Yeah, we moved back, yeah.
And I've been to performances there, you know, for the past 8 years, and I just thought it was just beautiful. It's going to be so
amazing.
It's a amazing
phenomenal
it's a, it's a yeah. fantastic space. It yeah. is really the way they've created it for the sound. It just kind of blows your mind, doesn't it?
It does. We hope to do the same in that venue.
No pressure.
No, we're just really excited about it. It'd be the debut for both Yasmin and I. As we're called Y Squared, so really pleased to be able to do this.
Yeah, well, you're a piano cello duo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was that just because this is our sound, this is what we do, and it worked?
Well, see, in 2008, I met Yasmin through our studies at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester. Mm-hmm. So after we met and started working together, we kind of decided that this was a good thing. There was a lot of chemistry here, so, you know, it'd be silly to give it up. And I decided to plan something long term.
That's great.
And so it's lasted 10
well,
years.
Well, that was 2008. So, yeah, it's lasted
yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty happy with it. It's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Very exciting.
So, what can people expect from coming to hear The Journey on Friday night?
Good question. Well, I always think when I go to hear any concerts that I don't just get to hear music. Sometimes actually people go to hear the personalities and character of the interpretation of the person that they go to hear. Mm. I want to say that we try to bring out that as much as possible in any live performance event so that, you know, that our characters can come across off the stage and off the music and be accompany that with the music that moves people.
Well, music does move people, let's be honest, and it's got it yeah. does, like a lot of people forget that, especially, you know, going to see a live performance, especially in the spaces in the Melbourne Recital Centre. The sound elevates so much and it really gives you that opportunity to experience that music in a different life.
Yeah,
that's right. No, definitely.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and I think our program as well—it's so versatile and varied. Mm. We go from we go from Beethoven all the way to Kapustin, which is
very jazzy.
Very jazzy. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So, what was the decision making in that kind of range for what you do and how you do it?
Well, the formula is the secret. I can't.
Oh, you're keeping it close to your chest.
But I could say that the first piece in the program is actually the very first piece that brought us together.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. quite
the
it's
excitement quite on both your faces just at the kind of thought of that. That must be kind of really exciting to be able to bring that to the space and bring
bet.
The
definitely yeah it's very special because yeah, like Yelian said, it's the first piece that we worked together on, and to be playing that 10 years later in Melbourne Recital Centre is fantastic.
It's kind of like another beginning for us in some ways. Yeah. On the other side of the world, of course. I mean, the journey continues.
Yeah.
But that's part of the story, moving to the other side of the world with Yasmin, settling back in Melbourne here. It's kind of a new chapter. And I, well, to be honest, I really loved the very first piece that we worked on, which is the Martini Rossini Variations.
Is it weird to kind of look back on it 10 years later and bring it back in this space, or does it feel like you just give it this elevated energy?
That's a good question.
I'm full of them.
I think about it in two ways. It's kind of nostalgic in a way, and it's like, oh, this is the first thing we did. But also, I think we bring more maturity to it now. It's just...
You would think.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
And we normally have a lot of singers on the show, so their relationship to songs that they've done from years in the past is something completely different to what it would necessarily be to people playing with instruments. It just gives it a very... They'd have a very different life. So I'm just curious about, you know, it's 10 years. That's a huge stretch. So your relationship to your instruments is different. Yeah. Your relationship to the sound is different. So bringing it into that space must be really exciting.
It should be. In fact, I mean...
It will be.
It will be, of course. The last 10 years has not just been about, you know, playing and performing around the world. It's really about self-improvement, experiencing different, feelings and stories, and even seeking people who can help us take it to the next level. So, yes, I'm sure that it will be even better than 10 years ago.
Well, I have no doubt. Surely it's got to be. If it's not, then we're in trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, well, sure. Come and find out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, this is happening at the Melbourne Recital Centre this Friday. Mm. It's a two-hour show, which includes an interval, and it's kicking off from 7:30.
Yes.
So what other surprises can people expect from the sounds of the show, in the show?
I think there's a brilliant introduction by, fantastic musician Brett Dean. So that's going to... not Brett Dean. What am I talking about? Brett Kelly. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's all good. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming and joining us today. So 7:30 this Friday at the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Yes.
Get yourself there. It's Y Squared, The Journey, cello and piano duo. Get yourself there for no other reason. Just it's kind of exciting to hear about that first piece of music that brought you together and being able to bring that into this space and this way. It's 10 years on. It's not the end of a journey, just the beginning of a new one.
Thank you for joining us today on Mad Wednesday.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.